This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. When you think of ticket scalpers, images of back alley deals before a rock concert or sporting event might come to mind. But what about a ballet performance? KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick is here to talk about the growing issue of online ticket brokers in this new and many would say unexpected market. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
So ticket scalping and the fine arts don't really seem to be much of a match. How did all this begin?
Colorado Ballet began seeing the problem a couple of years ago when their annual production of The Nutcracker started getting really popular and selling out. That's when online ticket brokers also noticed and began buying up blocks of seats, inflating the prices, and reselling them.
Well, inflating the prices by how much? I mean, what are these tickets going for?
Tickets sold directly through Colorado Ballet's box office range from $30 for a balcony seat to, at the most, $155 for really prime front and center seats in the orchestra. When I researched some of these broker sites, I found Nutcracker seats as high as $700. And that's not even as high as it goes. The ballet's ticketing and database manager, Taylor Clark, told me he found seats for $1,100. And that didn't even include all those fun service fees, which, as we all know, can add up really quickly.
So it was $3,000 for the two tickets. You know, you could buy the whole front row of our orchestra for pretty much that amount of.
Now, most people probably are not going to pay that much for a ticket to anything. But if the brokers hold out long enough and the show sells out, they can definitely get people to pay hundreds more than they normally would have, especially going into the holidays when shows typically sell out really quickly.
Right, and you don't want to disappoint a child.
No. You know?
So what types of shows are these brokers targeting?
They're looking for anything with sellout potential. Broadway tours have been dealing with this problem for a long time now. Tickets to The Lion King, which is at the Buell Theater right now, are being sold on these sites anywhere from $500 to $2,000. Even though at the box office for the Denver Center for the Performing Arts, they still have tickets available, and they have them priced for, at most, $160. I also found brokers selling tickets for Opera Colorado's Aida and for the dance troupe Shaping Sound.
Now, the organizations are still getting the money that they normally would have gotten for these tickets. So why do they consider it a problem?
That's true, but when you gouge audiences on tickets for 1 year, they're not as likely to come back the next. And building long-lasting relationships with their audience is a big piece of the puzzle for these arts organizations. It also doesn't help that, you know, according to Taylor Clark, it's usually the more affordable tickets that are the first ones these brokers scoop up.
And when those seats actually sell in the lower prices, it gets really hard for us to serve the patrons that we're looking to serve and, you know, making the Colorado Ballet available for everybody and every family who wants to come to the Nutcracker.
What makes it even more difficult is that some of these sites try to make themselves look official, using photos and videos of performances. Even their names are created to confuse ticket buyers. There are several resale sites actually named after the Ellie Calkins Opera House, where many arts groups in Denver perform, even though they're in no way associated with the performance hall.
Wow. I mean, that just doesn't seem right. So what are arts organizations like Colorado Ballet doing to stop these online ticket brokers?
Well, there's really not a lot they can do. What the brokers are doing isn't illegal. At Colorado Ballet, Taylor Clark says that really the best he can do is keep an eye out for these brokers.
We can see when someone purchases for multiple shows in a row. So if we see an account that has three different Nutcracker shows, three different times, three different dates, we go, we know people love Nutcracker and love to see it as many times as they possibly can, but
once they see this, they can deactivate the account, but then the brokers just create new accounts. The one option that would probably best put a stop to the problem is the one that really isn't very popular with organizations or patrons, and that's going old school and returning to paper tickets that are mailed to customers.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very convenient.
No, and not in this day and age, not really.
That's KUNC's Stacey Nick talking about online ticket brokers making a move into the arts world. Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.